Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. You can take the poll question right there on the homepage. So all that's right, waiting on you at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the now 14, almost 15-year body of work that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the years, his wisdom and knowledge that he's shared with us all these years. He's with us right now. He is the chief home officer, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, one of his three books, an award-winning small business expert. Jeff, thanks again for staying with us.
Great to be part of your team.
Couple of quick tech facts that I've been talking about for the last few months, but I always like to repeat them because I think people need to be reminded of these things. Number one, sometime during 2013, it became no more expensive to manufacture a smartphone than a dumb phone. So that means everybody, folks, small business owners, all your customers within a year will have a smartphone, and that will change their world. Also, the number of laptops or tablet type, portable type devices outpaced PC sales this year. So,
it's a remarkable time.
So now the last thing I'm going to say is in my new book, The Age of the Customer, there's a chapter called Global Mobile, and one of the things in there that I want people to remember above all else, Jeff, is that mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. What do you think?
I think it not only will dominate your future, it will be your future. There will be a day when mobile computing and the cloud, I would put those two together, because I think there will come a time when you will not have the CPU, the central processing unit, the tower that we had on our desktop computers. I think we will still have a desktop device at some point for when we work at a desk. But will it be a docking station into which our laptop goes? Will it be just a keyboard and a computer monitor plugged into some sort of little hub that then connects us to the cloud?
But you know, Jeff, and I agree with you, but I'll tell you, I use the cloud like crazy right now.
Yep.
I plan to use it more. But they're going to have to come get my CPU and my hard drive and pry it out of my cold, dead fingers.
Well, I think that...
Because I'm not going to let them have that. I'm going to hang on to about the last one as long as I can. Because
let's
I don't
have that conversation in 5 years just to see where we are and to see if Jim Blasingame... Yeah, let's see.
That won't change about me. Now, the reality may be that it may be coming... My cold, dead fingers may be coming quicker than I think, but...
Yeah.
But that... Because they... Who knows? But anyway, so
well, I think also
what are you seeing?
Is,
what are you seeing out there? That's some of my news. What are you seeing?
Yeah, and I think that what we're seeing is an evolution of what those notebooks, those netbooks, and those tablets are doing. I saw a stat that I posted to my Facebook page for Chief Home Officer that in the past year, from January through November, Chromebook is a Google-based, it's a Chrome operating system-based sort of notebook that had 21% of all U.S. notebook sales in the 11 months, first 11 months of 2013, and nearly 10% of all computer and tablet sales during that same period. This is a computer.
Hasn't been out that long either, has it?
And debuted probably in 2012. The Chromebook is, just for those who don't know, it's a notebook computer, but it runs on Google Chrome operating system. So the beauty of that is with any update, it's automatically updated. If you use Gmail, if you use Google Calendar, if you use Google Drive, which is their new, docs, destination for documents and things like that, it's all in the cloud, so it's a cloud-based device. Okay, you cannot download any any software like Microsoft Office. Mm-hmm. You can use Drive and Docs, things that they have created through Google, and it has its own ecosystem where others have created applications, not unlike the apps on your iPhone or your iPad. They have apps that people have created that you can mm-hmm. download and use on it, like an Android system.
Jeff, I myself use a lot of that stuff. I use Google stuff. I use Microsoft stuff. But I am resisting to my last breath committing my world to one or two of them.
Right, right.
You know, I host my own email.
Right.
I host my own websites and so on and so forth. Everybody can't do that. It's not for everybody. Certainly not for everybody. But I think we got to be careful. We really need to be careful putting all of our eggs in one basket. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, I think that one thing that I do is I don't have my own email. I mean, I have all sorts of email aliases and the like. But, you know, I think that the bigger argument, for example, of you not giving up your CPU is when we do go to the cloud, for the rest of us, that may not be me anytime soon, but when we go to the cloud, that means we do not have a hard copy of any of our data that we own in a physical sense. And we don't own anything in a physical sense, but the bits and bytes
that's exactly
a computer locally, and that's probably why.
When I say that, I'm not being a Luddite. I'm not being an old guy. I'm talking about how far I want to trust these people.
Right. And you're going to lose control when we go to the cloud. I don't want to say lose control. You're going to have to gain.
You're going to have to trust some people you may not want to trust. That's a whole other story. Hey, Jeff, give us a website quickly, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com on Facebook and Twitter, too.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today, as always. Come back soon.
Jim. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.